You are listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Actually, I've got two news articles on this. They built a new mortuary in upstate New York, another in Colorado, and two others, but they don't list where these are based. In fact, they don't even list where it's based in Colorado. There's another one here at Fort Drum, New York. I tell you, man, you read these news articles, and it's just... But the point here is they're building all these new mortuaries all over the place that are much bigger than the Vietnam-era ones. And that feeds in with this story out of the Toronto Star. Pentagon keeps dead out of sight. Bush team doesn't want people to see human cost of war. Even body bags are now sanitized as transfer tubes. Washington. Charles H. Burring came home last week. He arrived at Air Force Base in Dover, Delaware. So again, they've got one in Colorado, the one in Dover, Delaware, and one in upstate New York at Fort Drum. So I don't know which one. It says they've got one here in Colorado, but I don't know where in Colorado. I have to call this reporter or try to do a search on it. He arrived at the Air Force Base in Dover, Delaware, in the middle of the night in an aluminum shipping case draped in an American flag. Actually, I have three articles on this. Where is the fourth one? Do any of you know where the fourth new mortuary has been built? I know they expanded a mortuary at Fort Sam Houston, the medical center down in San Antonio, but that's not listed here. When the military truck drove his remains across the tarmac, workers paused and removed their hats. He was met by six-member honor guard acting as pallbearers to allow a dignified transfer of Charles C. Carson Mortuary, where he became one of the estimated 60,000 American casualties of the war that had been processed there over almost five decades. It reminds us we are at war. I'm sorry, Colonel John Anderson. Nobody declared it. Who describes business at the Dover Mortuary as steady. But America never saw Lieutenant Colonel's arrival days after a rocket from a homemade launcher ended his life at age 40 in Baghdad's heavily fortified Rashid Hotel last Monday. And by the way, Deputy Defense Secretary Wolfiewicz barely missed that. Americans have never seen any of the 359 bodies returning from Iraq, nor do they see the wounded cramming the Walter Reed Army Medical Center in Washington, or soldiers who say they are being treated inhumanely awaiting medical treatment at Fort Stewart, Georgia. The media is not allowed in. Sounds like Russia or Germany or China. Before, the media could go in there, but not even print media now, folks. And out in Colorado, we have the Rocky Mountain News from a year and a half ago where the governor said, yeah, we got mass graves and incinerators at unnamed facilities with the Army to get rid of masses of dead bodies if we're hit with a bioweapon. So from Colorado to Delaware to upstate New York to Fort Sam Houston down in San Antonio, they are really gearing up for this. And there was a Houston Chronicle article a couple months ago about how they are now upwards of $100,000 to hire morticians because they got a lot of business. Then you add that with this article, bodies of 500 and U.S. and U.K. soldiers lying in a huge mortuary. And this is out of the Pakistan Tribune, which has been pretty accurate in the past. And from November 3rd, that's today, folks. So I'm going to go over this. Then we're going to go to your calls. We're going to talk to Bob and Elias and others that are holding. If you want to join us and talk about this or anything concerning World War III and what you think is going to happen in Iraq in the next year, 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. I'm Alex Jones, and my job is getting you to think outside the box. We'll be right back.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem reaction solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans, and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient nightlight and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
You are sick because you allow yourself to remain sick. And you remain sick because you don't provide your body with the enzymes and other nutrients that only come from raw food. You haven't alkalized your body. In fact, you continue to acidify it with a primarily cooked food diet. You still use either meat, fish, eggs, and/or dairy products for your protein instead of spirulina and chlorella, the two most complete protein superfoods known. Finally, you don't consume ionized water. Normal tap water that is transformed into a powerful antioxidant that is very alkaline, balancing your body pH as it brings you to homeostasis. It's also very hydrating and, more importantly, extremely detoxifying. Good health is achievable when you tune into Achieving Great Health. If you want to learn more on how to naturally rid the body of any disease, listen to Achieving Great Health with Bob McCauley. Weekday mornings at 9 a.m. Central. Call 1-888-826-4448 to learn more. That's 1-888-826-4448 or visit Bob on the internet at www.watershed.net.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central Standard Time, I'm here live. And of course, back from 9 to midnight Central Standard Time, going out on a growing number of wonderful AM and FM affiliates, simulcasting at InfoWars.com and net, and radiating out globally on shortwave. Before we go to Bob, Elias, Mark, and many others that are patiently holding, I just want to recap what we're talking about today. I rarely say, hey, I got a topic, and I want to talk about this. I let the listeners set the agenda. I mean, I'll spend about half the program talking about news stories I think are important, having guests on. But about 50% of the time, I just let you set the agenda because it's usually so interesting and you take us in different directions and angles that I wouldn't have gone in or wouldn't have thought to gone in. And you give us your eyewitness reports or you cover local news items and bring us up to speed on what's going on to give us a really good view of what's going on around the country and the world. And we routinely get calls from Canada and Mexico and Australia and New Zealand. I've gotten calls from the McMurdle weather station in Antarctica. I've even shipped videos down there, by the way. And if you guys ever, or gals, ever want to call in, it's not toll free. I think it's like half price or something if it's a 1-800 number. I know a lot of the long distance for overseas now, I know it's like 4 cents a minute to have people on from England for you generally if you have the right long distance. So if you ever want to call in from overseas, we'd like to hear from you too. At 1-800-259-9231, just dial your country access code, our country access code, and get on board with us at 1-800-259-9231. But to recap what we're going over, 18 die in second deadliest day for U.S. troops in Iraq. 18 Americans died in guerrilla attacks in Iraq on Sunday, including 15 soldiers, now 16 soldiers. Another one died when a helicopter was downed in the deadliest single strike on U.S. forces since they invaded to al-Saddam Hussein. And on average, more troops are dying every week than died at the first war. It was the second deadliest day overall for Americans in Iraq since the invasion on March 20th, after 28 soldiers died in various attacks on March 23rd. So again, folks, I'm looking at AP, Reuters, all these different papers. Some are saying 18 dead. Some are saying 20-something dead. I don't know. It's just a lot of troops are getting killed. On Sunday, one U.S. soldier was killed in a bomb attack in Baghdad, and two American civilian contractors died on the roadside when a mine blast in the town of Faljala, a fiercely anti-American center 30 miles west of the capital. Very, very seriously, serious issue. Clearly, it is a tragic day for Americans, Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld told ABC television. You could care less, Rumsfeld. At least Rumsfeld's serving the military, though. The rest of them are chicken hawks. Just him and Colin Powell. So they all got deferments. So that's just one of the articles here. Again, Pentagon keeps dead out of sight. They won't let the media in to the hospitals where the troops are complaining of not being given health care overseas and here in the U.S. A Pentagon paper from 2 months ago admits that they're targeting journalists to kill them. American soldiers have been ordered to kill Reuters reporters, AP reporters, AFP reporters, BBC reporters. They're killing them almost every week, folks. They're in the wrong area. That Reuters video cameraman reported back he saw a mass grave of dead U.S. soldiers, and within 30 minutes of filing that report, a tank drove right up to him as he stood there with his camera, even videotaped it, and machine-gunned him. So that's your free country, folks, where, again, the media is not allowed to get in to see our soldiers, even in the U.S. They're building mortuaries, four big ones. One of them just opened in Dover, Delaware. They've opened a new one in upstate New York, according to these articles. Another one somewhere in Colorado, doesn't say where. Just a bunch of this stuff going on. And then you add to all of this, this story here, Islamabad, around 500 dead bodies of American and British soldiers killed during military operation in Afghanistan after September 11th blitz have been lying in a morgue at the Shabazz Air Base in Jacobabad, if I'm pronouncing that correctly. American and British authorities, because of a fear of strong reaction from their masses, had kept the dead bodies for as many as 500 soldiers in a morgue established at the airbase instead of shifting them to their own countries, credible sources informed online here Tuesday. The bodies of these soldiers, who were killed during the last 5 months in Afghanistan, were brought from the Bagram Air Base and other areas of the war-ravaged country, sources disclosed. And again, I was talking to family this weekend who's in special forces, in logistics, you name it, and they would not talk. And they were freaked out. And they said, I said, are we losing a lot of people? And they just said, I can't talk about it. And they just said, it's bad. It's bad, folks. But again, in the past, they'd admit how many troops we had dying. Dead and dying. Now they won't do that. Now, in the first 4 years of the Vietnam War, where you had over 400 people die, and that number is now higher than that here, they didn't tell anybody. It was your son died in an accident while advising freedom fighters in South Vietnam. So I guess it kind of has happened in the past before, but not at this level, not at this massive level, when they admit this is a war. So those are some of the subjects. Folks, I got a whole stack of these news articles here. It's admitted. They're not giving people who've had limbs blown off proper treatment. They will sew it up, stick you in a hospital bed, and then give you no treatment. Very, very serious. You're in a car wreck, forget it. You're just going to lay there, in many cases not even getting medication. Or they'll fly you out to Ramstein or another German base and just tell you, pay for your own plane ticket home. That's in the news. And I guess your buddies just wheel you up to the jet and you fly home with your legs blown off. Our troops have never been treated this bad, even in Korea, according to the experts that are looking at this. Let's talk to Bob in New York. Bob, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. How are you today?
Fine.
Hey, just to hypothesize for a second, if we had gone into Iraq and Baghdad and everything was rosy, how would the U.S. military, in a general sense, as the entire U.S. Army, for example, how would they ever learn to do counterinsurgency and suppress their own population? It appears to me like this is an ancillary benefit.
Well, that's not your opinion. That's an absolute fact. We have special forces training manuals, some of the newer ones that have been declassified in the last decade, and the UN talks about having American forces in over 160 countries. Not 125, it's over 160 countries. And I'm not talking about embassy duty. I mean military duty from Serbia in Kosovo to the Ukraine to all over the Middle East, to Asia, to the Philippines, to Africa, to Colombia. They are all over the world, and they're doing counterinsurgency, gun confiscation, nighttime roundups, putting the bags over people's heads, taking them to internment camps from the African Gold Coast to Baghdad to the Bagram Air Base in Afghanistan. And the globalists say that this is the new policing function of the global army, and we're merging with NATO. We're merging a new naval NATO. They're merging us with Russia. All this is happening right now. Great point. It's not just about oil or opium or weapon sales or setting the precedent to attack sovereign nations. And by these bombings taking place, you know, at first the Iraqis weren't bombing us, weren't killing us. Nothing was happening. And then they start bulldozing fruit trees, killing women and children. People are protesting in bread riots, machine gun 20 people. Now they're fighting back. Guaranteed you do this, folks. And again, I'm no fan of the different Muslim groups over there or what they're doing. I'm not saying they're angels. I'm saying if Russians were here telling us where we could work, what we could do, mowing people down in the streets, a Waco-like scenario every day, what would you do? And the globalists love it. They love it that our troops are dying. They love it that this is happening.
Hey, Alex?
Yes.
The other issue, while I was waiting to get on here on Fox News, they had an advertisement for the Weekly Standard, Billy Crystal's neocon.
Founded by the Communist Fourth International,
exactly.
according to the mainstream media.
This is how weird the commercial was. I'm watching it, and it's flashing through the video, and they flash to this cover, and there is an American flag. And in place of the stars, guess what there is? Take a wild guess. The Skull and Bones. The Toblenkopf. I highly recommend you get and read Fleshing Out Skull and Bones.
Sir, you're telling me they had an ad where the stars were Skull and Bones.
The stars were Skull and Bones. And I don't know if it was a cover. I'm looking up on their website to see if I can look at older covers of, but it was so bizarre. I mean, I just looked at it and I just, like, it flashed in my head. I can't believe this. You know, talk about subliminal message sending. You know what I mean? But I hope you have Chris Milligan with his new book, Fleshing Out Skull and Bones, on sometime. Seems like a pretty knowledgeable individual. And with that, I'll sign off.
Thank you for the call. Excellent, excellent point. See, different callers bringing up different issues here. Our entire military has been trained, including the National Guard now, in gun confiscation, going in houses, putting bags over people's heads, taking them for admitted torture at air bases. One of their favorite tactics is they will chain you to a post for days with nothing but water in the sun. And there's the video of people's children, little toddlers, clinging to their daddy out in the sun. Let's talk to Elias in Michigan. Go ahead, Elias.
Hi, Alex. Yeah. What has to happen is left, right, and center in this country, people have got to understand and raise a hue and cry against this fascist administration, Bush and his cabal. And if they won't get out of that country and in a hurry, then they will get them out of the White House and the power structures that they are in.
Okay, one way stay or there.
Another, stay there. They're heading for total.
Stay there, Elias. I'll let you finish on the other side. Look, the neocons are nothing but a drill bit on an oil rig. They don't own the pipe. They don't own the rig. They don't own the trucks. They don't own the pipelines. They're just minions. They're just puppets. We got to get rid of the New World Order. We'll be right back.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you place them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 psi, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Oh my God! I can't believe I got these drugs prescribed for free and shipped overnight to my door without seeing a doctor.
Call 1-800-615-7094 now before it's too late.
This is Pat Cooper. Tony DelVecchio is coming to this station very soon. I book any day now. You're going to love his show.
That's All About This with your host, Tony DelVecchio, Saturday evenings from 9 to 10 p.m. Central Time, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Late summer 2003, mainstream press tells us we're having a stock market recovery. Late summer 2002, I heard the same thing. Late summer 2001, you heard the same thing. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, currently trading in a 93 to 9400 range, is down 7% from 2 years ago. That's recovery? Gold, now trading in the $360 range, is up 31% in that same period. Where do you want your hard-earned money? Hi, folks. This is Jack Brownrigg with Midas Resources. I love the sound of real money. Call your representative today at Midas Resources at 800-686-2237. Learn how to protect your assets with real wealth, not potentially worthless paper. Call now, 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, Elias, go ahead and finish up, sir.
Expound, eh? But my expulsion, that's what needs to be done to George Bush. Expelled. Expelled from the levers of power that they are using for their own purposes. That country and that area does not belong to us or to them. And it does not need to be done with this way. If they want oil, go and buy it from the people who are living there. Don't go and steal it. Don't go and murder them. Somalia. Oh, soon they'll be dragging the soldiers through the streets with ropes. But the people here will slumber on. The hue and cry needs to be raised now.
Well, I'll tell you.
It's going to be too late. It'll be too late.
Well, sir,
so Americans, wake up. If you're listening, wake up. Too late. They're getting ready. All these repressive laws, they are ready for when the economic collapse comes here. And when you're thrown off your properties, everything will be ready for you. Don't even give them a dirty look when they come with a gun to throw you out in the streets, in the snow, in the sleet. Don't give them a dirty look, because then you'll get a 20. They'll put you in. They won't give you a 10-er. They'll give you a 20-er. And you will be done. Wake up now. It's getting too late. It's already too late.
Elias, what you were... Hey, go ahead.
It's already... It may be too late now. America, where are you? Where are they? They should be raising, pardon the language, H-E-double-L. That's what they should be doing. Not sitting back on their couches, watching the guffawing at the silly nitwits.
Sure, Elias, I'm gonna say something now just real quick here. Look, again, though, we have all the oil we need in Alaska. This is about control. It is not about oil over there. People keep saying, oh, we'll see. Bush didn't care about oil. Oil's not flowing out of the country. Let me finish. Let me just talk.
Absolutely.
Because I get accused of letting people talk, but then when I try to talk, I'm not able to. What I'm trying to say here is that what does it do by Iraq's oil not flowing? That jacks up the prices of the oil around it. This is about monopoly. This is about control. Go ahead now.
Yes, absolutely. But the monopolizers need to be evicted. If they aren't given the message clear from huge numbers of people, left, right, and center, I don't care where their politics lie, because they better forget their politics.
I hear you.
They're
thanks.
In the hands of a regime that is intent on one thing, like you say, just monopolizing, grabbing everything. Whether they're going to use it now or what they're going to do with it, they got it. And to swagger into somebody's country and do this, that country does not belong to you, Bush. That country does not belong to us.
I hear you.
We
thanks.
Have no business there.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate that, Elias. And that's the type of passion we need to be hearing from people. But look, I gave the analogy kind of haphazardly in the last 10 seconds of the last segment. All the Bush administration is, figuratively, is the drill bit of the New World Order right now. They can replace drill bits. They can put in Democrats. They can bring in Europe and the UN as the saviors of Iraq. We need to look at the mechanism, the structure of world government. Who owns it? Who controls it? Who gives us Saddam Hussein? Who gives us the Shah? Who gives us Adolf Hitler? Who put Mao into power? Now admitted to be the CIA, folks, in 1949. That's admitted. Who gave North Korea the nuclear reactors? Who gives us the best enemies money can buy? Absolutely, Elias. I appreciate your fine points, sir. Mark in Minnesota. Go ahead, Mark.
Hello?
Yeah, you're on the air. Go ahead.
No, this is Dino from New York, Alex.
Okay, sure. We'll talk to Dino. Go ahead.
Hey, I just want to share with something. I want to give people something for it. What I'm about to tell you, even though it's more concerned with seniors and retirees, is for seniors and retirees' caregivers and even the ones to retire. This new drug bill to give prescription drug to the seniors, here's the thing they didn't tell you about it. Would you believe there's a hidden encouragement voluntary tax that they want you to start getting deductions to help build up a cash roll to fund this plan for the current retirees? Part of this Tobin tax, you know, the 85% effective tax rate on you. And here's the kicker. If you don't do it voluntarily, by the time you're 65 and you want to enroll in whatever their formal prescription plan is going to be, you're going to be penalized because you waited too
long. Number one, it's not voluntary. And we read the articles yesterday, or Friday. Today's Monday. We went over this last Friday with what's happening with socialized health care, where they have it socialized in England. If you're above 70, they won't give you cancer surgery. And the wait's already almost a year long. So this is the wonders of socialism, but the profits are going to be privatized, Dino. Stay there. I'll let you finish up.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, you bet. On the other side, the toll-free number to join us on air is 1-800-259-9231. We'll keep this whole Iraq situation discussion going because it feeds into the larger goals of the globalist. But that's all coming up after the break, so please stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley. As a nurse, I know the dangers of toxins and heavy metals in the body. Chelation treatments can rid the body of these toxins, but it can be expensive, time-consuming, and inconvenient. But now there's Detoximin. Dr. Bruce Halstead, the grandfather of EDTA chelation therapy, says that Detoximin is the only chelation suppository product on the market that has all the following attributes. It's legal, safe, comfortable to use, and has documented proof of its consistent effectiveness in its ability to chelate. 10 chelation treatments would cost about $1,000, but you can get approximately the same amount of chelation therapy for $289.95. This is an amazing breakthrough, and now you can rid your body of heavy metals and toxins in the privacy of your own home. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowerhour.com to order your Detoximin today. Imagine the equivalent of 10 chelation treatments for only $289.95. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowerhour.com and detoxify with Detoximin.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Oh my God! I can't believe I got these drugs prescribed for free and shipped overnight to my door without seeing a doctor.
Yes, it's true. For a limited time, our doctors are prescribing drugs for free. Our doctors are prescribing the most popular diet pills, muscle relaxers, sleeping pills, and Viagra. You heard it right. Free prescriptions over the phone for painkillers, migraine relief, anti-anxiety, allergy relief, and heartburn relief. The list goes on and on. Free prescriptions for hair loss, birth control, antidepressants, acne creams, and herpes medication. Did I mention free diet pills and Viagra prescriptions? This is a limited time offer. Our doctors will not be prescribing drugs over the phone for free and shipping them overnight to your door for much longer. If you don't call 1-800-615-709 right now, you may miss out forever. To participate in this limited time offer and have your drugs prescribed over the phone for free, you need to call 1-800-615-7094 now. That's 1-800-615-7094 for drugs like Phentermine, Ambien, Fiorasit, Sama, Ultram, Viagra, and many more. Call 1-800-615-7094 now before it's too late. 1-800-615-7094 for free prescription.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Bringing you the news behind the news. Exposing the infrastructure of neo-serfdom, tyranny, slavery, the New World Order. I'm Alex Jones, your host. I'm going to take two more calls this hour, just from Dino and Mark. And if you want to drop off the line, that's fine if you're holding. Or if you want to call back in the next hour, because I need to get into a whole other section of immigration, forced vaccination, police state news, and then, of course, more on the situation in Iraq and how that feeds into the larger globalist agenda. But what Dino talks about with prescription drugs, you know, they talk about how expensive the prescription drugs are. Well, that's because you've got oligopolies and price fixing going on by the big drug companies. You know, they pay about a third what we do in Canada. That's why you have all the drugs pouring in from Canada now. The exact same drugs made by the same company many times in this country, pouring back in at many times a third or half the price. And so the globalists have the prices set differently for the entire world. And this is how they run their little scams. And then they say, oh, the answer is, since we've taken your jobs and taken your economy and raided Social Security and set up all these scams, we'll just socialize health care now. And now they have control over the doctors and over the hospitals, and now they're engaging in law enforcement-type activities against you, tattling and spying on you, and they're putting in the bioethics boards, which is just the new form of eugenics, with the Terry Schiavo case and many others that they're attempting to kill or successfully killing. People who are conscious, begging for water and food, are being murdered, according to the Wall Street Journal and other major publications. And the average American has no idea this is going on. It's very scary to think about myself later in my life or next week if I get hit by lightning or hit by a car or a tree falls on me, whatever. I go to the hospital and need health care, and who knows what a bioethics board will try to do. But think about 10, 20 years from now when you need that health care and it's totally socialized. I remember 2 years ago they passed that Patients' Rights or Patients' Privacy Act, and the news was saying this will give you privacy. What it did was bring in more federal control over your local clinics and healthcare providers and dentists, and then made all your data available. So it did the opposite. But again, the average person heard, it's a reform of healthcare privacy. It's like campaign finance reform. The word reform means to some people something good, when really it's a neutral term. It just means changing the shape or the operation of something, and all it did was double the money the corporations can give, but restrict the money you can give, and then restricted who can come on this show 60 days before an election. They say I can't have political groups or 501c3s on this show. I can't interview Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America before an election. That's not a free society. Dino, go ahead and finish up.
Yeah, just two things. Now, the other thing, part of this provision is, did you know, well, Alex probably was aware of it, but I'm talking about most of the American public out there. Do you know that if your company is paying for your prescription drugs now, when they put this new program in, your company can drop you off of your retirement prescription drug plan and force you to go into the government Medicare-backed plan? If you qualify, that way the company saves money and you're forced to get this socialized medicine. And lastly, if not, you'll be surprised. Next year, when the seniors get their increase, their cost of living increase, they're also going to raise their Part B insurance premium, which is deducted off of their check. The current amount is $58.70. Next year, it goes to $66.60. 666. They're telling you people, like Alex tells you.
Well, look, my great uncle, who, when he got out of the military, worked for like 30 years for a major oil company, he got out of his truck yesterday and started talking about how the Republicans are basically communist. He said, you're right about all this. And he said, I worked for decades for my health care plan, and now under this new deal, they're taking my health care plan that I paid for away from me. So see, fascism. What they do is that the private corporations shove you into socialism. They want to do that. They want to control you. They want to force you under their control. It's horrible. But the average person out there is going, this is great. I'm going to get free drugs. Yeah, sure. Once they've got us transferred over to it, you're going to get nothing. They already do it in England. They already do it in Canada. They're doing it, folks. I've watched the House of Commons debates. They're up there going, you wait a year and a half for brain surgery or cancer surgery or any type of surgery. And Tony Blair gets up and goes, that's not true. It's only 8.5 months you wait. 8.5 months? So they're admitting that you wait almost a year for health care. So that's the system we'll be under. Isn't that wonderful, Dino?
Yeah, it is. But I just hope people wake up. Alex, I'll let you go because I know you got other callers and other things. But listen, you and John, hang in there. Don't get discouraged because we need you.
I'm not discouraged, man. This show's growing by leaps and bounds.
Oh, I know, but a couple of times, I remember what, a couple of months ago there, you were kind of getting down in the dumps. Hang in there.
Well, I appreciate it. Look, I mean, doing 4 or 5 radio interviews a day, doing TV shows, paying the bills, walking the dog, just, all of it. But I love it. I love being alive. I love being in this fight. My great frustration, the franticness that you can hear in my voice, is that I've got a clear picture of what's going on. I know what liars and criminals they are. And it's very frustrating, Dino.
I know. Alex, I'll let you go.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, thanks for the call, Dino. Appreciate it. Getting back into the news, well, let's take one more quick call, then I'll get into the news. Mark in Minnesota, go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how are you doing? God bless. You're a liberal. You're a liberal left-wing communist. I think the casualties in Iraq, I think this is an excellent opportunity to perhaps give people some instruction on how to read the news and making a say of the news, because in a lot of cases it's not so much you know, what it is you're reading. It's how you read the news. Because I saw a hint of psyops, I guess you could say, a truth manipulation almost from the very start with some of these articles. And a lot of people have a very difficult time, you know, distinguishing, you know, slogans and platitudes from substance. And it's even more difficult for them to understand how the establishment can take a factual truth to mislead us. Because some of the titles for articles I would see would be things like, two U.S. GIs die, right? And I don't know about anybody else, but I totally understand how 2 relates to 100. And if, say, 100 soldiers died, could it not also be true that 2 soldiers died? So therefore, if they're telling you, I don't know why they would focus on just 2, but if they tell you that, 2 soldiers die, could it not also be true then that, say, actually 100 more died, and they're just not telling you about that? So I saw a hint.
Well, I've read the actual 1950s British psychological warfare manual that says that, and thanks for the call, Mark. Let me try to crystallize or condense or focus what you were just saying. They'll have a headline, in fact, there's one here today, and it says, 2 troops die. So the average person looks at that and says, 2 troops die. The article starts out with, 2 troops died when their Humvee ran over a landmine. Then it says another 16 died when their Chinook helicopter was hit by an RPG. That's way down in the article. Then it talks about another 20-something were wounded. And a couple of private oil field workers, U.S. citizens, were also killed. And it goes on and on and on. And I remember being at Barnes & Noble about 6 years ago in the giant magazine racks, huge magazine racks, and there was, I actually bought the magazine, it's in some box in a storage building, and I read the whole study on air, and it was from the early 1950s where the British were in Africa, and it was something like Psychiatric Journal or something along those lines, and it says, looking at army studies to understand the development of complex theorem. I mean, I don't remember the exact name of the article, but it was something along those lines. And it said British psychological warfare experts and propagandists who were assigned to the BBC in the 50s did studies where they would have troops or citizens they hired for the studies look at a wheel of fortune. That is, a big wheel with a dial on it that you spin, and it stops on different numbers. And if they spun the wheel, and if it stopped on a higher number, they would then ask the people in the study, how many countries are in Africa? Now, follow me. This is weird, but it's an example. And the people reading it, or watching the wheel spin, if it stopped on a high number, the majority of them would guess a higher number of countries in Africa. It had nothing to do with it. They would just spin a wheel, have it stop on numbers. I think it was like 1 to 100. If it stopped on a high number, they would automatically, with the next question, how many countries are in Africa, they would then say a higher number. And if it stopped on a low number, they would say a lower number of countries were in Africa. Just seeing that higher number, then having the next question, how many countries are in Africa, which almost no one knew, they would then answer with a higher or lower number depending on where the wheel of fortune stopped. Then the British went on to say, with an example of Africa, where they were in some country and a bunch of British troops were being killed, they would talk about how the British would then first plant a false story in the news that 4 soldiers died. I remember the number. And in reality, it would be 200 soldiers, and the next week they would say, okay, 200 actually died, but because people had seen the headline saying 4, automatically it would have the psychological effect of them feeling like a lot of soldiers didn't die. So when you see all these headlines that say several soldiers die or 2 soldiers die, and then by the time you're done listing all the dead soldiers, it's over 18. That is a psychological warfare tactic. And I've read Swiss manuals on resistance, Swiss manuals on propaganda, German, Russian, Chinese, American. I've read the psychological journals. I've read dozens of them. And there's all these little semantical and numerical systems to psychologically manipulate you. I mean, psychology's real simple. They'll have a good-looking info babe licking her lips, smiling at you with desire, radiating sexual desire on Fox News, telling you about how wonderful our troops are. Psychologically, men are sucked into that and automatically have a good feeling because this good-looking woman is looking them in the eyes, showing desire for them. That's the effect it has. They admit it. There's whole manuals on this. Okay? And, you know, the same thing goes for the good-looking guy in the suit on the show in the morning or in the afternoon when the women are watching, you know, making them feel good. Oh, he's so handsome. I like him. See, that's basic type psychology. It's like the beer commercials with 50 luscious women running around at the beach guzzling Coors Light. Why, I'll have 50 luscious women if I guzzle Coors Light. Now you'll get a DWI. So this is just basic psychology, folks. I mean, they show all the talking heads and all the good-looking people and all the know-it-all pinheads telling you that there's global warming, so the average person believes there's global warming. These are just examples of propaganda. And look, I know you're smart enough to understand this. The problem is the average American is totally unconscious to this. They don't know where Iraq is. They don't know who the vice president is. They don't know what the Fifth Amendment is, the Tenth Amendment. They don't know who the second president is, or maybe even the first. In U.S. schools, with seniors, upwards of 70, in some cases 90%, depending on the poll I've seen, don't know who the vice president is. There's a big poll out in England. Over half the population doesn't know who Tony Blair's vice president, who his deputy prime minister, is. So how do you talk to somebody who doesn't know anything? You're talking to low-grade morons. They're not really morons, though, because they know all the football scores, all the baseball scores. They know how many yards the running back for UT ran against Nebraska this Saturday. I mean, I was sitting there at a gas station trying to pay for gas this morning with 10 people in front of me babbling like a pack of monkeys about the football game. And I don't want to hear, oh, you're against football. I'm not against football. I am disgusted that most of those people don't know what their rights are, don't know where Iraq is, but they'll give you their opinion on Iraq real fast. So you've got to change your focus at least a little bit into reality, into history, into knowing what's going on. It's very exciting, it's wonderful, and it's scary. I was listening to Dave and Joyce this morning, and Dave Von Kleist was reading out of Talkers Magazine, the big premier talk radio publication, and I don't have the exact numbers. I was in my car, but I think he said 21% of people in a poll said they were conservative that listen to talk radio. 11% call themselves liberal. 50+% I think it was 56% consider themselves independent. Now, I've taken talkers in the past. I remember 5 years ago reading the same poll. They do it every year, and 50+% considered themselves conservative. But something's happened, you see. Now 50+% consider themselves independent. Why is that? Because they're getting outside the box. The internet is having some real discussions. Tens of millions of people are tuning out, not just of ABC and CBS and NBC Nightly News, not just Rupert Murdoch's Communist News Channel. No, the neocon phoniness. They're tuning into shows like this one. They're tuning into that local show. They're breaking the paradigm. That is a very exciting number, folks. And look, I've done my own poll. I've been on over 1,200 radio interviews in the last 26 months since 9/11. And again, maybe 100 callers have called that disagree with me. Tens of thousands have called that agree. Tens of thousands. I could be on KFI in New York, WABC, or KFI in L.A., WABC in New York. I can be on KOA in Denver. I can be on some little mom-and-pop AM. I've been all over Canada, England, Germany, Australia. I mean, sometimes I'll be on 2 hours, and they'll take 30 calls, and one guy calls in and says, I want to kill you. You should be in a prison camp for what you're saying. Everybody else has woken up, but that's that large section. It is a minority, but that's the tens of millions of people that are tuning in that do know what's going on, that do know what the Fourth Amendment is, that do know where Iraq is, that do know the history. And we're now educating everybody else. So that's now taking place, and it's very, very exciting. So the Rush Limbaughs and the Sean Hannitys and the George Bushes are going to be in the same grouping in people's minds, already in many people's minds, very soon. Because we know they're traitors, we know they're puppets, we know they're front men, and that's the good news. When we get back, China to launch moon probe satellite. Health fear for children sparks fury over fluoride. Roe over the new link between the MMR injection and autism. U.S. measles outbreak poses risk to U.S. because of under-vaccination, pure propaganda. ABC's new show attacks Jesus. It's all coming up. Stay with me.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 host filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
Oh, my God! I can't believe I got these drugs prescribed for free and shipped overnight to my door without seeing a doctor.
Yes, it's true. For a limited time, our doctors are prescribing drugs for free. Our doctors are prescribing the most popular diet pills, muscle relaxers, sleeping pills, and Viagra. You heard it right. Free prescriptions over the phone for painkillers, migraine relief, anti-anxiety, allergy relief, and heartburn relief. The list goes on and on. Free prescriptions for hair loss, birth control, antidepressants, acne creams, and herpes medication. Did I mention free diet pills and Viagra prescriptions? This is a limited time offer. Our doctors will not be prescribing drugs over the phone for free and shipping them overnight to your door for much longer. If you don't call 1-800-615-709 right now, you may miss out forever. To participate in this limited time offer and have your drugs prescribed over the phone for free, you need to call 1-800-615-7094 now. That's 1-800-615-7094 for drugs like Phentermine, Ambien, Fiorisset, Sama, Ultram, Viagra, and many more. Call 1-800-615-7094 now before it's too late. 1-800-615-7094 for free prescriptions.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Propaganda works very well on people unless they're aware of it. And the globalists know. Again, they write white papers to each other that are published in public. They know that 99.9% of us never see them or read them. They know that propaganda works wonders unless you're conscious of it. So they created false layers, false levels. It's like if you're going to get your house raided for guns, you'll have a fake cache hidden, so when they find that, they think they've gotten it all. But again, that's another analogy. So the globalists know that you're going to break through several layers of the onion. So they create, oh, the right-wing layer, the left-wing layer, the corporate layer, the corruption layer, where you think you're breaking through all the layers. So you think that you found out all the answers. And that's just for the minority of us that don't trust the media and don't trust the headlines and understand some of the basics of propaganda. Clayton and Allen and others, I'm going to get to you in the next hour, so folks be patient. Toll-free number to join us, 1-800-259-9231. But I got a bunch of vaccine news here I really need to get to. And there's all these top scientists and people saying they're against fluoride. You know, at least there's a debate now. 20 years ago, they just said you're a raving kook if you're against it. Now there's all these top scientists saying it's deadly, that it's horrible for you. And it says, a health fear for children sparks fury over fluoride. London Guardian. Sweeping new measures to allow fluoride to be added to large parts of Britain's water supply are set to provoke a huge political debate amid fears that mass medication may harm children and lead to more tooth disease. Ministers will try to force the new water bill through the House of Commons this week. At a crucial vote on the issue in 9 days, the government will argue that adding fluoride improves dental health, particularly among the young. But opponents of fluoridation argue that the new government rules would make it easier for water companies to start adding the chemical. They say that up to half of Labour's backbench MPs and many conservative MPs will vote against the bill, putting the government in danger of an embarrassing defeat. It is mass medication, an additive in the water supply, said Brian Dehul, an MP, a member of parliament for Cummingham, south of Ayrshire, who is leading the rebellion. And then it gets into one of the government's most senior advisors on science, condemned the move as crass stupidity. Leading toxicologist Dr. Vaughan Howard of Liverpool University said, we should be stopping the whole thing now rather than expanding the use of fluoride. It is totally unnecessary. We've had one of the top scientists in the world, one of the top chemists in the world, on about fluoride. The former head Canadian scientist who was responsible for getting it fluoridated now apologizes and says he's wrong, because they're not just putting the toxic form of fluoride in the water. It's the toxic waste from aluminum and fertilizer production, aluminum purification and manufacturing and fertilizer production, with all these other poisons added. It's deadly poison! And yes, it is a toxic sedative. This is proven. Hundreds of university studies. They were using it in the 20s as a sedative to give lunatics. No wonder we're so stupid. We're on a mind-numbing toxin. We're on snake poison in the water supply, basically. Might as well put cobra poison in there, a neurotoxin. I'm out of time for this hour. I'm going to launch into a couple calls I've been holding a long time, then back into all this news quickly in the third hour. In this hour, I do want to remind you my new film, Matrix of Evil, is out, available at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, as well as the great trailer for the film you can go watch. Order it online. Get it out to people. Wake this country, this world up. Or call toll-free to get any of my films or books. 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139 to get any of the videos, books, or audio CDs, or cassettes, or T-shirts, or bumper stickers, or deception dollars. It's all at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com.
Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as